I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. As Congress debates how to manage flooding and pay for damages, a federal agency plans to change the way flood insurance rates are calculated. It'll affect how much homeowners pay in premiums, and it may reduce the burden on taxpayers who frequently have to bail out the National Flood Insurance Program. Next year, the program will implement what FEMA officials call Risk Rating 2.0. That is the last thing you want to hear inside your home, no matter where you live. But for decades, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has based flood insurance rates on one factor, whether a home is located in or out of a floodplain. David Marsted is the chief executive of the National Flood Insurance Program.
There aren't near enough people with flood insurance, and about 30% of the properties in the high-risk area have coverage, and about 4% nationally outside the high-risk area. So we have a lot of work to do in making sure people understand flood insurance is their first line of defense to recover from flooding events. And they need to be talking with their insurance agent and their insurance company. A lot of people believe that their homeowner policy or their renter's policy provides them with flood insurance coverage, and they'll find that it doesn't. So we're doing everything we can to try to increase the number of people that are covered.
People also don't understand how the agency calculates a property's flood risk. The current method can be inaccurate and unfair. Marsted says Risk Rating 2.0 will incorporate best practices to help fix those problems using lots of data plus new technology.
Such as different types of flood, like heavy rainfall from hurricane, river overflow, coastal surge. Also, for example, the distance a building is to the coast or a river and the cost to rebuild a specific home. But we're also addressing an inequity that has developed since the current rating structure was developed with some minor modifications since the early 1970s. And that is that lower valued homes are paying proportionately more than higher valued homes.
Lynn McChristian is the spokeswoman for an industry group called the Insurance Information Institute. She agrees the program's flood risk rating system must change.
Many of the flood policies it issues are underpriced. So people are not paying the proper amount for the level of risk that they represent. And proof of that is that the National Flood Insurance Program is $30 billion in debt. So it's paying out more in claims than it's taking in premium, and that's not sustainable.
Private insurance companies would quickly go out of business using the federal government's pricing model. McChristian says you can guess who pays the program's debt.
The way the National Flood Insurance Program is set up now is it puts taxpayers on the hook to bail out communities and individuals, and that's not a proper model going forward when we're having more flood events occurring in the country.
FEMA plans to implement Risk Rating 2.0 within 2 years for single-family homes, but it's only a small part of the solution. Reform of the entire National Flood Insurance Program came up repeatedly at a recent congressional reauthorization hearing. Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy said, last year, expenses outstripped revenue by more than $6.5 billion, and Congress forgave $16 billion of its debt.
But I also think we have to address these repetitive loss properties. They're 2% of the properties, but they account for 24% of the costs. 2% of the properties account for 24% of the costs. We got to address that.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.